This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been a rough few weeks for YouTube and its parent company, Google. First, Viacom files suit for copyright violation. Then News Corporation and NBC Universal announced plans for a new site. That site would have TV shows, movies, and clips that users can modify and share. Some in the industry say the Viacom suit is a threat to technological innovation. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
When most people visit YouTube, are they going for this? That's an amateur video of a mom caught by her kids singing along with her iPod. It's been viewed nearly 2 million times on YouTube. But perhaps people are more interested in clips like this.
Ergo, tonight's word. Sex.
That's Stephen Colbert from Comedy Central's Colbert Report, which is owned by Viacom. Viacom is suing YouTube for failing to keep copyrighted material like this off the website. Don Verrilli is an attorney representing Viacom.
A significant part of what draws people to YouTube is not just the zany home videos, which obviously nobody has a problem with, but the availability of The Daily Show or South Park or other Viacom programs.
Verrilli says YouTube is getting extra ad dollars because of the popularity of copyrighted material. Meanwhile, Viacom has been burdened with monitoring the website. When Viacom finds clips they own, they contact YouTube, which does take them down immediately. But Verrilli complains that the company doesn't do anything to prevent users from uploading them in the first place, so they keep reappearing.
YouTube, which is running a for-profit business, should be responsible, as other consumer media companies are, to do the work itself.
YouTube's lawyers point to the safe harbor provisions of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA. The act was passed in 1998 to update existing law for the digital age. Congress weighed the rights of copyright holders against the need to encourage technological innovation. Kent Walker is general counsel for Google, which owns YouTube. He says lawmakers understood it would be a big burden on then startups like eBay, Craigslist, and Google that store consumer-generated content to have to monitor it all.
Putting too much liability on those hosting providers to police every one of those kinds of communications risks, at minimum, having to limit what people can do, and at worst, could force some of those great communities to close up shop.
Viacom's gripe should be taken up with Congress, not in court, says Fred von Lohman, an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He says content creators like Viacom were willing to take responsibility for finding the infringers in exchange for other rights. For example, the DMCA allows copyright owners to put encryption or digital locks on DVDs. So manufacturers must get licenses if they want DVDs to play on their devices.
For Viacom to come now and complain that it's too expensive for them to monitor YouTube is essentially to go back on the basic deal they struck back in 1998.
While von Lohman thinks the law is on YouTube's side, he says once in court, the outcome is never certain. Some think the Viacom lawsuit is a bargaining tactic to force Google into making a better agreement for when Viacom content does appear on YouTube. James McQuivey, an analyst with Forrester Research, says this lawsuit is more damaging to YouTube than the new competition it faces from News Corporation and NBC Universal.
The energy of paying the lawyers to solve the problem for the next couple of years, that is a distraction. So that's damaging already, no matter what the outcome of the lawsuit is going to be.
Viacom is asking for $1 billion in damages from YouTube, more than half of the $1.6 billion that Google paid to buy YouTube in the first place. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.